I want to start by talking a little bit about the media party last night and about two subjects, sleep deprivation and food poisoning, because at one point we thought that we would all be suffering from both. So last night in the car coming back after the media party at a very late hour, we had a good time last night and we stayed down there in Malibu, which is about an hour drive from our hotel and from Cowboys Camp in Oxnard. We didn't leave there until right around
9:30.
I was going to say 9:30 or 10. Yeah, we got home about 10:30, 10:45, something like that, California time.
Mm-hmm.
So that is 12:30, 12:45 Dallas time. It was me, Georgie, Gordo, and Killer, which, by the way, we welcome Jason Killer
Kellison to camp, Killer.
To training camp. After a week's vacation last week, he's back out here. And after Blake did yeoman's work, my friend, getting up early with us for 6 days in a row, Killer now takes over the rest of the way. So the four of us were driving back. And we'll get more into detail about this later, maybe in Gordo's segments or certainly at 8:15. But about 10 minutes from the hotel last night, only like, what, 3 or 4 hours ago, as we're pulling up to the hotel, George and Gordon start talking about their stomachs rumbling and things not feeling quite right. And you guys thought you might have food poisoning.
Something wasn't right. Yeah, my stomach was churning, and I had a headache, and it just...
Your eyes were all glazed over.
Eyes were all glazed over, and it happened really fast. I mean, I was fine, and all of a sudden, I wasn't fine.
So I felt... My stomach wasn't rumbling, but I felt, like, kind of nauseated, and I started, like, feeling the cold clamminess of sweat on my forehead. So that's what concerned me.
And Killer was a little drinky last night, but otherwise his stomach was fine.
If he had had anything, the Johnny Walker Blue would have killed it.
He ran out of the English language last night. He used all the words.
And Killer's been on this
very chatty
narrative last night and this morning. And you want to tell everybody your dressed up story?
He kept repeating it, so we thought there was something to it.
I got into Jerry's secret stash. The Johnny Walker Blue.
Why are you talking like this?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
I think he's still feeling the effects of...
So, yeah, Killer kept saying, I got into Jerry's secret stash of Johnny Walker Blue. And I think we thought it was a real story because he kept repeating it so much.
Right.
But he had had enough drinks in him that he was in drunkard's loop. which was creating, he would forget that he had just delivered the punchline like 2 minutes ago.
Right.
So he'd start again.
And he hit us with it this morning when we got into the car.
He did. Sure as hell. Damn sure did, Bob.
He thinks it's like the greatest story ever when, in fact, it's one of the worst stories ever. We'll get him to explain it more at 8:15.
We don't have to. There's no more to it.
That's really all there is.
So Killer and I felt okay, and the spread last night at Nobu was buffet style. So it's all sitting out there on the table. Every once in a while they bring it around to you, and there were two tables. Killer and I mainly ate from the sushi table. George and Gordo mainly ate from the cooked foods table, which was more chicken and beef and
shrimps,
like fried shrimps and things like that.
Yeah.
So we thought
salmon.
We thought, okay, those two ate from that table, so they're in bad shape. So I couldn't wait this morning to see if you guys had vomited everywhere.
No.
Gordo gets in the car and I ask him how he's feeling, and what'd you tell me?
I told Junior that when I woke up, I look around and everywhere, I mean everywhere I looked, there was blood. Blood, I tell you.
Blood? Weird as that.
What happened if that was the case?
I mean, it was just horrible. It was everywhere, George. I tried to hastily clean it up.
You're a strange man.
But in reality, you didn't get sick.
No, I didn't. As a matter of fact, I woke up feeling really good.
I woke up feeling
like I had the power of 10 men.
And I was laughing about George's line when he left us last night, saying that he feared a California mudslide.
Gosh. You're so gross. Did you mudslide when you got back to the...
No, I was okay, but, boy, I thought I was in for a rough one.
So that's it. As I'm going to bed, I'm almost laughing myself to sleep, picturing you two in your separate rooms, and God knows what was going on. But you were okay, too.
All I heard was Chan Ho Park in my ear all night.
What was that?
No, but it didn't happen.
Well,
I don't know what that was. It was just a scare, I guess.
So because of you two, as I get in bed last night, it took me... So we had about a four-hour window once we got in bed to sleep.
Yeah.
Before we had to report this morning. It took me 2 hours to fall asleep because I'm monitoring my stomach because I start to get a little gurgling down there, and I'm thinking, oh, no. I thought I was safe because I ate from the sushi table, but maybe I wasn't safe. And so you can't go to sleep when you think you've got something brewing.
I had a bad idea.
I start doing the food poisoning math, which they say 4 hours, right? 4 to 6 hours, I think. And I'm thinking,
yeah.
Okay, God. Then I was... hunkered down at that buffet table about 4 hours ago, so this is when it's going to be hitting me. And so I ended up getting
worst.
2 hours of sleep, probably.
Wow. Yeah, I was able to get to sleep pretty fast, so 3.5 hours, maybe, something like that.
Okay, so this is what I was worried about. When I was sitting there towards the end of the night while we were still at the restaurant, and I was hanging out with the killer man, we were standing there talking on the patio, and I had some... sparkling water, some Perrier, whatever it is, I don't know. And so I was drinking that, but I was noticing as I was drinking and listening to Killer talk that the ice smelled fishy.
Ew.
And so in my imagination, I had it that somebody took the ice that the fish was laying on, you know.
Oh, that's
and they used it for a drink. So that imagery is in my head, and it's making me more nauseated. As the night was wearing on.
That's so gross.
So I wonder if I didn't psych myself into that.
Maybe. Then it got me thinking about, I want to say the three times I've had food poisoning now. I can't remember. I think I've had it, the first time was the first time in my life, and I was about 40 years old. I never had it before then, and I got it on bad chicken enchiladas, and I had to miss a day or two of work.
Mm-hmm.
The second time was grocery store sushi, and the third time was grocery store sushi.
That's my new band.
Great band name.
So yeah, I'm surprised you jump right... So you can just draw the line between grocery store and then, like,
yes,
high-end restaurant.
That's what made me... That gave me the ability to start eating sushi again, which is one of my favorite things to eat.
Yeah.
Is I just kind of drew that line. And I think a lot of people had told me, well, you know, you never... are sure how long that grocery store sushi's been sitting there. But if you go to a restaurant, they're slicing it fresh, you're probably better off. I don't know if that's true or not,
yeah,
but that's how I was able to get back on the horse.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're back after two bad experiences like that.
Well, I'm happy that nobody had food poisoning last night, and everybody's working on about, what, anywhere from 2 to 3.5 hours of sleep is my guess?
Uh-huh.
So this is going to be either a terrible show or a great show, because we're all a little giddy, and apparently Killer's also still a little tanked. All right, it is 5:45.
Didn't Real disagree.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we're going to play the table game.